Here's a man who's an intriguing kind of mix, not necessarily contradictions, but he basically occupies a lot of space, and a lot of contrary devices are used in his songwriting.
That man has also dramatically and repeatedly redefined rock and roll since the 1970s with a career marked by constant reinvention. He is David Bowie. And author Paul Trinka has written a new biography that sheds light on the person behind the music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. David Bowie embodies the fact that, like other great megastars, the more status he attains, the more unknowable he seems to get. And it's made even more challenging with his frequent shape-shifting. But in David Bowie's Starman, author Paul Trinka grapples with Bowie's music, career, and life with detailed research. Bowie's life is well known, his humble beginnings until his first hit in 1969 with Space Oddity, his subsequent almost inexhaustible musical output, his shifting personas like Ziggy Stardust and the Thin White Duke, his sexual ambiguity, and his self-destructive addiction. Trinka claims that throughout it all, Bowie was a musical genius, and also a shrewd businessman who grasped the concept that stardom was a theatrical, vaudevillian endeavor. But it was back to the beginning when Paul Trinka came to FUV to speak with host Dennis Elsis.
I think of Bowie, and the first Bowie song that I think of hearing is Space Oddity. And yet your book begins with Starman, the song, with the performance on the BBC. And you say that that is the most important moment in the very beginning of his career.
I think it is, because that was the point at which everything came together, which he recreated himself. Because strangely enough, after Space Oddity, he was dismissed as one-hit wonder. So this performance of Starman on Top of the Pops in the UK, it was a huge show where, you know, grannies and grandpas would sit down with their kids. And here's one guy who managed to package up all this outrage into sort of 2 or 3 minutes. And then about 2 minutes in, he drapes his arm around Mick Ronson. Because, you know, what he's doing is launching his claim to fame, to being a kind of bisexual icon. He looks like he's from Mars, literally. So people across the country were, you know, outraged. All the kids were completely entranced. And in those 3 minutes, that almost encapsulates everything about him.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade, came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That were no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a
All these years later, there was a song that marks his career. Interestingly enough, it's one of the earliest of the RCA days that that song Changes.
Yeah, Changes is a beautiful song. At that point, David had completely recreated himself. He actually changed himself from an ambitious kid who didn't have a lot of talent to somebody who was a creative powerhouse. And then he wrote songs in one kind of way, and then he dropped all of that and wrote songs in a completely different kind of way. He changed the way he recorded. He changed the musicians with whom he worked just to burn his bridges so there's no going back, get himself out of his comfort zone.
I watch the ripples change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to blow up on out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Well,
you've left is up to her next spin. Time may change me, but you can't twist time.
That was Changes in Starman from David Bowie. Paul Trinka's new biography, David Bowie's Starman, the definitive biography of David Bowie, is out now, published by Little Brown & Company. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.